dreams were wishes. At least that's what I had always heard. I used to believe in that a short time ago, before I knew what I was. That was before I realized that most of my dreams were warnings of what had already happened, or what was coming my way. Needless to say, I didn't believe in the wish theory anymore. Because if I had, my wish would have been for plain, uneventful sleep, one free of dreams and nightmares. But I didn't see that happening anytime soon. I was a seer, blessed, or possibly cursed, with the ability to see things no one else could fathom. Sometimes I saw what would happen in the future, and other times I saw things that happened in the past. It could happen anywhere, anytime. And then there are the nights I dreamed. Most of the time I got bright flashes and images that flit through my head like a slideshow. But here lately, I found myself in the same dream, standing in a meadow full of fog, with only glimpses of shadowed things that are just out of my grasp. Sometimes it felt like a puzzle, something I had to figure out. But a couple of times it filled me with a sense of dread that I couldn't shake off. It was a nightmare, but not the way you're thinking. You see, the nightmares always came true after I awoke. It was real. Twice I've had this dream, and the days that followed it were the worst of my life. The first time, Adam went missing, and the second, I watched him die. I dreaded sleep, so I began sitting beneath a heap of quilts near my bedroom window each night, looking up into the sky, avoiding the time when exhaustion would set in, bringing sleep and dreams. Tonight the moon called to me, begging for me to come and look at her. I'm not sure why I thought of the moon as female. Everyone else seemed to think of the man in the moon, but I thought of the moon as a young woman, forever trapped in the sky. I reached up and traced a circle on the chilly glass. Shining star. A thought came into my mind, unbidden. Yes, that was the name of the moon. I didn't know how, but I was as certain of her name as I was of my own. I finished tracing a full circle before I noticed my hand had a faint white glow to it. That's strange, I thought, and hunched further into my quilt as I watched the mist ebb around my exposed arm. So far, the only time I had the ability to turn into a wolf was when my emotions came into play. If I was upset or angry, I'd feel the slide of fur inside of me as she came to the surface. But right now, I was calm. There wasn't any need for her protection. It was the first time I felt her nudge me, carefully gauging my reaction as she hesitantly bumped into my mind and her thoughts mingled with my own. Shining star, the name repeated in my head as I looked back up to the moon, full and round in a star-filled sky. A blood-chilling, heartbroken howl came from the trees not far from the house. Startled, I glanced down to the edge of the forest where Adam normally came through when he came to see me. I knew, even as I looked, the wolf I heard was not the one I loved. I listened to the anguish in his cry. He misses her. A vision came to life, and the images flared to life in front of my eyes. Now I knew the name of the wolf, who materialized near the underbrush, and I knew what his love for the woman in the moon had cost him. I watched as he sat back down and turned to stare up at my window. We sat that way for a moment, watching one another, and then he turned to look up into the sky. He misses her. The voice whispered in my head again, pulling at me, making me want to go outside. Without thinking, I pulled on a pair of jeans and a hoodie and ran down the hall. I hurtled down the curling staircase and out the door. What was I going to do once I rounded the corner of the house? I didn't have a clue. I hadn't realized my skin was glittering with a fog that shone like white diamonds until the definite feel of fur slid along my bones. In the next instant, I became four-legged